Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. That's hard bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I am. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute. She's the editor of the outstanding book, Empowering Healthcare for Consumers. She's also the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, which I encourage you to find. Grace Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. The Affordable Care Act, ACA, has there ever been a bill more improperly and more incorrectly named than that?
And the American people are finding out for themselves, Jim, how unaffordable Obamacare is. There's a piece on our website that I had in papers all over the country this week about, is the Affordable Care Act affordable? And I say, absolutely not. That the president promised that the average family would save $2,500 a year on health insurance. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
But since the law passed in 2010, costs have risen by more than $5,000.
Wow.
According to the firm Milliman, actuarial firm Milliman, a typical family plan now costs about $18,000 for employers' coverage.
Wow.
And that's what it cost in 2010. Now it's up to $23,000. And that's counting employer costs, employee costs, and out-of-pocket costs.
That's for an employer to provide health insurance for one employee and their family.
For an employer's family, employee and family.
Right.
So, of course, what are employers forced to do? They're forced to drop the rest of the family. There's no mandate that they provide family coverage.
So if they have 100 employees... Which is, I'll tell you, folks, it's not a huge company. It's bigger. It's a larger small business, but it's still not a big company. I know a lot of people. I know a lot of mom and pops that have 100 employees, Grace Marie. And so that's $500,000 off the bottom line. That's $500,000 off the bottom line. And for a lot of those companies, that would have been a nice bottom line.
That's fine. And in fact, there, as you pointed out, the employees are now getting coverage that they don't want or need. They would rather have that additional money in their pocketbooks. And when you look at the scenarios that show that average wages have been flat or even declining under this administration, it's because so much more of people's pay is being eaten up by cost,
for
by
useless
insurance.
For useless things. And see, to me, if you just want to, if you don't believe me or Grace Marie when we talk about how this law is more about control than health care, or certainly not about reform, if you don't believe that, just look at these mandates that actually show you that they put no thought into this thing as to whether it was actually going to work or not. They didn't care anything about whether it worked for regular people. Grace, when they require mandates on a policy for services that literally cannot be used, like some kind of maternity for a woman who's 60 years old. That's not going to happen, right? Or whatever it might be, there are so many mandates that my policy now has that we will never use, but yet I'm having to pay for it. My point, Grace Marie, wouldn't you have thought that if they really were trying to make this successful, they cared about people, they could have easily modified those mandates so this burden wouldn't have been so hard on everybody, and it wouldn't have made the bill look so bad?
Well, that's one of the things that could have improved the bill. But I do think, Jim, that if the Republicans were to take the Senate in the November elections, that one of the things that they will do is say, we want to be able to let you decide what you want your policy to cover and not have the government tell you. That's one of the things that we need to do from a public policy perspective.
What would that look like? What kind of a...
Basically, it says that the essential benefit packages are no longer required, that if you have a health policy that works for you, that meets minimum specifications, the Internal Revenue Service has for decades had a definition of what health insurance is. Does it cover hospitalization? Does it cover doctor's visit? Does it cover prescription drugs? Yes. Okay, good. That's health insurance. And you decide, what do you want your deductible to be? What do you want your doctor's network to be? But when you have so many prescriptions, because the government thinks it needs to protect us from ourselves, then you wind up driving the cost up, as I said, $5,000.
But can the will the president will have to sign that, right?
You tell me. It depends on how many Democrats are supporting this.
But if it passes both houses, the president will still have to sign it.
Or veto it.
Can they do it without him?
There's
executive order, but there's no congressional order, right?
Right, exactly. And Congress doesn't make regulations, the administration is. But right. I really do think that there are going to be some things in this medical device tax, for example, is one example, that get such strong Democratic support that either the president will be forced to sign it or else his veto could be overridden because there will be enough two-thirds majority supporting this. And there may be several things like that that we see next year.
Aren't people starting to see now what had been put off for a year by an employer mandate? Aren't people just now starting to see, beginning to see what their costs and what's going to be imposed on them as employers right about now?
Well, they're starting to see premium increases, and premium increases, as you said earlier, many employers are having to drop coverage. Well, they don't do it because they want to. They drop it because they have a 40% premium increase.
Do you think it seems to me that this is going to continue to be growing day by day right up to the election? Do you think that Obamacare is going to be have big impact on the election?
I do, because people are feeling it for themselves.
Frustration and out of their pocketbooks. Quick break. Galen.org is the website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.